with that song. So reminding you all that if you've tuned in more recently, this is Wholesome Content every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. to 8 on WMFO Medford 91.5. DJ Marissa, how are you feeling?
I am feeling so awake
yeah.
in that song. I have to say that's not what I would put on as my yeah. as my pre-exam pump up, but yeah. everyone has their own style and I respect that.
Hey, thanks. So in our last like 2 minutes, we can play maybe just something to kind of fade out to. How about I'll play another Sylvan Esso. This is the second time that I'm playing a song by the same artist this hour, but that's all right. And so I hope everyone has a great day. And if you have an exam, good luck, folks. You got it. We all got it. All right.
It's filling me with hope. Wherever I end up, wherever I roam, I got a television, it's filling me with home. I got a phone, it beeps, makes me know I'm not alone. I got a phone, it beeps, makes me know I'm not alone. Wherever I end up, I sleep like a stone, yeah. I got a phone, it beeps, makes me know I'm not alone. My head, my shoulders, knees, and toes. Circles now.
WMFO Medford. My name's Charlie Driver. This is the last episode for at least the calendar year and the spring and summer of Pop and Circumstance from Medford. Danny.
Yes, it is.
You actually showed up.
I showed up. I slept a good whole hour and a half last night just to get ready for this show.
He's here. It's the whole squad.
the two of us, whoever showed up.
Not
really a legend. Danny.
And we're going to be listening to some fun tracks, the tracks that you all love. This is
We Want to Funk,
the classic hit
We Want to Funk
of Kites Are Fun.
They are. Enjoy.
Between us is a little yellow string, but we like each other more than anything, and we run along to gather through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone, 'cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun. See my kite, it's green and white, laughing, laughing its distant flight. All that's between us is a little yellow string, but we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone, 'cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize.
Stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
That was Bobby Darin with Beyond the Sea.
Who doesn't love Johnny Depp, to be honest?
Shut up, Danny.
With pleasure.
Bobby Darin, everyone's favorite crooner, not named Frank Sinatra, not named Sammy Davis Jr., not named various other names. We're going to go in a funk direction,
yes,
isn't
are.
That right,
we
Danny?
We are. We are going to play the great classic.
No, not yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're opening with something else.
Can I at least... entertain the audience with some descriptions of the cover art?
All right, inside fine.
All right, the Grand Funk Phoenix. So there's a Grand Phoenix on the cover. Inside, there are three shirtless men. One who looks like Colin Kaepernick. The next who looks like Jesus. And the third who just looks like he's having a good time.
They are all white, though.
They are very white, although they're in black and white.
But still.
They are still white. Yeah, and the illustration was by Joe Garnett, his cousin of Kevin Garnett. No relation. And yeah, so we're about to not play that record. What are we going to play,
Charlie? We're
going to
open with some Parliament. Oh. This is a more immediately recognizable funk,
Charlie,
too.
Would you like to funk?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to funk. You know what? If I like to funk and you like to funk, you know what that means?
You got to give up the funk.
We got to give up the funk.
Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. We'll be right back.
us and we'll turn his mother out. Off we will.
was Grand Crash. Funk Phoenix. We were kind of misled there.
We thought it would be first good, second interesting, and third
funk.
Funk.
So instead,
it was none of those things.
I believe what we have next for you is some R&B. It is by the classic American singer Swamp Dogg. That's D-O-double-G.
Yes. And right now I will read our public disservice of the day.
This is the notes from the back of the album. Danny, would you like to tell us what the album is called and what the album cover looks
so
like?
So this is called 13 Prime Wieners, Everything on It. And there is a man who is inside of a hot dog, and it's covered in sauces. It's very saucy. It's a savory all-meat treat, contains total destruction.
There's even like a hot pepper underneath.
A hot pepper.
It's the side.
It's also bitten. It's pretty scandalous. And here's the back, this public disservice brought to you by the Swamp Dog himself. Solid Smoke has assured me that this compilation of, quote, prime wieners, unquote, will make us a million francs. Give me a break. Listen to the album and let's determine whether this sucker deserves a cover or a lid.
That's what we're going to do. Moving on. In spite of my complaints, there are only a few other, quote, walks of life I'd care to tread instead. Garage door repairman, busboy, not the band, King Kong's breath, Edsel dealer, Barbara Billingsley's theatrical agent.
What an agent.
Escaped convict, Steve Garvey's attitude, tree trunk, murderer, George Tobin's integrity, Mel Posner's hemorrhoids, a Muppet, a Puerto Rican.
We don't know what those things mean, but if you do, please call in post-haste. Oh, should I keep reading?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks to the man I owe most for the compilation of this album and my resurgence of creativity, Ronald Reagan. Since occupying the Overy office, he has made it possible for me to write 20 to 30 songs per day while driving my taxi. At night, I'm free as a breeze and twice as balmy, thus making significant summits possible. Quote, Ruth Brown meets Faye Ray, quote, end quote. Saul's clan, Soul Clan's Soul Meeting, featuring Don Covey, all these other names I'm not going to try to say, and Doris Duke meets anybody she can. This album represents everything I stand for, or was that can't stand, question mark, question mark, question mark. I'll sit down and think about it. That's the Swamp Dog, and then there's a little hot dog under the Swamp Dog.
All right, should we listen to this?
Yes, this is just to be clear, this is in fact Snoop Dogg's father. You've heard it here first.
Danny, you want to tell him what song we're listening to?
What song are we listening to?
We are listening to Mommy's Baby,
Daddy's Maybe. We are listening to Mommy's Baby, Daddy's Maybe.
We got some vintage Swamp Dogg on WMFO.
Let us know what
That's
you
us. Poppin' Circumstance. This is Mommy's Baby, Daddy's Maybe.
Seen with every man. no, no. I said I don't, Lord, I really don't wanna know.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yes, and so just to apologize for that, I'm going to just remind you, you might want to think, what is the point of everything? You might even think, why do I have a wife and kids? Or a husband and kids, or just kids. But no matter what you should do, you should take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And Charlie, we've made a little discovery about the blistering pile of garbage that we just played.
So that was Dee Dee King.
That was Dee Dee King, one and only very...
What we learned, as soon as the song started, if you weren't listening closely to those lyrics, Dee Dee King is actually Dee Dee Ramone, one of the members of the famed punk band The Ramones. This is a line from Wikipedia. In 1987, before leaving the Ramones, Dee Dee embarked on a brief hip-hop career as a rapper, Dee Dee King, with the album Standing in the Spotlight. He recorded this single that we played, Funky Man, as Dee Dee King in 1987. Music critic Mac Carlson wrote about the album, which featured this song, that it will, quote, go down in the annals of pop culture as one of the worst recordings of all time. And, Danny.
Yes.
I don't think he's wrong.
I really don't.
That is really, really bad.
We did not go out today to bring you the worst music of all time, but I personally feel honored that we found this. It's the cover art's misleading. It's kind of nice. It's Washington Square Park, very diverse.
Yeah, the song is hot garbage.
It is hot garbage, and it's called Funky Man.
Never listened to Dee Dee King.
Hey, I learned one thing. He's from Queens. I learned another thing. He should have stayed there.
That's just a case of if you confuse B.B. King with D.D. King.
You've got your life wrong.
You give him or his estate a little bit of money. Do we have next? Next we have This is Nisi. A song by Denise Williams. This one is That's What Friends Are For. Hope this is better.
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't listened to it before.
The bar has been set so low.
We're just pulling vinyl here, so
pulling vinyl out of our racks.
Let's see how it goes.
Bye.
That's what
Charlie, I think we're building a theme.
That wasn't as bad as the other one. But we ended it early. Danny, tell us why we ended it early.
We ended it early because I've made a massive discovery in the studios here today. We've discovered David Fry's I Am the President, and make no mistake about that.
It's I think it's a 1969 musical album.
Yes, and it features the voices.
It was recorded on Halloween night, 1969.
Yes, it features LBJ, Nelson Rockefeller, William Buckley, Uncle Georgie, Spiro T. Agnew, the one and only, Billy Graham, that's the Reverend, mind you, Hubert H. Humphrey, David Susskind, and everyone's favorite, Henry Fonda. And we have no idea what it is, but it looks vaguely political.
I have absolutely no clue, but that's a running theme in the show today.
Yes.
Once again, you were listening like to That's What Friends Are For by Denise Williams. If you want some middling soul,
that's
where you go.
Yep. We didn't. We thought we did. We didn't.
What is this again, Danny?
This is I Am the President, and make no mistake about that.
All right.
Let's find out if we've made a mistake.
We're just going to play it.
All right.
All right.
We'll see you on the other side.
Wait, is it a 45?
That's probably a 45. Ooh, we've got a challenge in the studios today. We've got... This is so old, we've got to change up the doohickeys.
I don't know if it is. Does it say on the box?
No, it's a sleeve. We wanted to play Donald Trump Trap, but we couldn't find any good albums, so we're playing this instead.
All right, I'm going to try it again.
Is it going?
A November
there
morning.
There we are.
All right,
enjoy.
Not so
enjoy.
Very long ago. As I leave you, I want you to know you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore.
Dick, what are you doing?
Pat, I am rehearsing my concession speech.
But, Dick, you're winning.
I was winning the other times, too.
But this time, it really looks good. I'll put on the radio.
Precincts from Illinois, our computer has placed it firmly in the Nixon column, which means that Richard M. Nixon is the next president.
You won, you won.
I am. President. The President of the United States. Well, you can't lose them all. Well, I certainly hope that Lyndon's at home.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Where else would he be? I still say we should have called first.
Pat, I considered the options. And after much thought, I made a decision. A dime is a dime. Ring the bell. Make a note that bell has got to go. Now, Pat, whatever you do, don't tell him that I've never been above the first floor.
All right, I won't tell him you've never been above the first floor.
Who is it, Lyndon?
How do I know what idiot would come a-calling at 4 o'clock in the morning? Is that you, Hubert?
No, sir. It's Dick and Pat.
It's Pick and Pat.
No, Dick and Pat. The President-elect and Mrs.-elect.
Welcome to the White House. And please pardon my nightcap and my boots. What can I do for you?
Well, we got the election returns this morning.
I got here as fast as I could.
I understand you wanting to look the place over. But you've been to the White House before, haven't you, Dick?
Yes, but he's never been above the first floor.
All right, I'll give you the tour. Stop kissing my hand. The tour is $2. Thank you, Dick. Company coming up, Lady Bird. Beautify yourself. Get in my elevator.
I want to say that I'm deeply honored to be in the White House elevator.
I'm deeply thrilled to be riding in the White House elevator.
I'm pleased as punch to be running the White House elevator.
On the ceiling is a hand-painted mural of Lyndon Baines Johnson throwing a silver dollar across the Pertnell.
How lifelike.
That's got to go.
Under your feet is the Lyndon Baines Johnson commemorative carpet.
How lifelike.
That has got to go.
And in that bed is the world-famous Lyndon Baines Johnson, presidential missus.
Hi.
How lifelike.
That has certainly got to go.
Hi, nice to see you.
What lovely decor.
Now let's talk about our priorities. The bed goes, the branding iron goes, the hitching post goes. I stay. But leave the horse, Lyndon. I intend to be an activist president.
If I leave my horse, how do I get home? To Texas.
I'm glad you asked me that question. I have a car I'm not going to be using. Now, maybe I could sell it to you. White walls, low mileage, radio, heater, easy payments.
Buy a used car from you. No way. Dick, it's 4 in the morning. And it is with a heavy heart that I say get.
Well, let me make one thing clear, Lyndon. We are going to be the new tenants, and I say to you with great sincerity that I hope we'll be very happy here.
So those are the new tenants.
Yeah.
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Rocky, I would like to thank you on behalf of me and all the people across this great land for taking that goodwill trip to South America. Put down your crutches and tell me all about it.
Well, why should I tell you about it? Why don't I just show you? I've got some slides. I've got some color slides.
Grand. I'm sure it wasn't a picnic. From personal experience, I know that. You know, I was once stoned in Venezuela.
Well, I didn't have time for that. I just went around trying to find out how much our amigos love us south of the border. Here's my first slide. That's our reception at the airport in Ecuador.
Who are those colorful people, and whatever are they doing?
Those are the natives in their quaint and colorful ponchos, and they're punching us. This is our reception in Colombia.
Beautiful color, Governor. Just beautiful.
Dumb luck. I snapped it just as a ripe guava hit the land. And here I am, dickering in the picturesque marketplace in Maracaibo.
What are you dickering for?
I'm dickering for my life. Here I am in Valparaiso.
That's Chile, isn't it?
No, actually, we're being pelted with enchiladas here. Here I am, surrounded by a group of waving natives.
What is it that they're waving?
My clothes.
Is that it? I mean, is that about it?
From here on, it was all downhill.
Well, thanks, Rocky. It was very brave of you to take this trip. I didn't want to send you, but I needed the information. I mean, put yourself in my place.
I try, Dick. Believe me, I try.
Is that you, Mr. President?
Yes, Pat, it is me. Mr. President.
Oh, Dick, good news. Julie dropped in.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Father.
Where's your better half, Julie?
Oh, he's in the kitchen, Dad, getting us some warm milk and oatmeal cookies.
Are they spiced?
Oh, Dad. Really? Oh, here comes David now.
Good evening.
Well, an especial good evening to you, sir. Well, here's the milk, and there's plenty for everybody.
Grand, just grand. Milk. Milk is what the cow shells drink.
Oh, sir, before you have your cookie, may I ask you something?
Certainly, by all means.
Well, would it be all right, sir, if I, if I called you Dad?
Dad. You know, I can't tell you how happy that would make me, Mr. Eisenhower. Bill, I'm certainly glad that you could come.
Mr. President, you know I'll do anything for your administration.
Thanks. Now, this is urgent, Bill. We need your advice. What should the first astronaut who steps onto the surface of the moon say? Now, we need, shall we say, historic words.
Do the astronauts have any idea at all?
Well, not exactly. Here's what they've come up with. Shucks. And hey, I'm on the moon. But hold it. They're nice guys. They're very nice guys.
Mr. President, did you, speaking... ex officio. Have any thoughts of your own?
Well, I personally did have a thought of my own. I thought they should say, I am the first man on the moon, and make no mistake about that.
Well, that's very, very good. Wait, an idea does germinate within. Now, when he steps down into the Sea of Tranquility, pardon me, Mare Tranquillitatem. He says, that's one small step for man, one giant step for Homo perfecto candido id lib quid proto first pudding.
Mr. President, the Prime Minister of Israel is due any minute, and we've prepared a briefing for you.
I don't have to be briefed. I'm well acquainted with the importance of that valiant little nation, that bastion of freedom in the Middle East, and that large Jewish vote across this great land. But I'll talk to him anyway.
Although, Mr. President, it's not a him. The Prime Minister of Israel is Mrs. Golda Meir.
On the other hand, perhaps I ought to be briefed.
Anything you say, Mr. President.
Who's conducting the briefing, Jake Javits?
No, you'll be briefed by one of the most distinguished members of the Jewish community, and one hell of a singer, and here he is now.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This is Uncle Georgie with the briefing.
Sir, would you start with some basic vocabulary? What should the president say when he greets Mrs. Meir?
Well, the proper Hebrew word for hello is shalom.
And the word for goodbye?
The word for goodbye, shalom.
How do I tell which is which?
Well, if she leaves after you've said it, you said goodbye.
That's quite interesting, of course. But you know, I happen to already know quite a few phrases of the Hebrew persuasion. For instance, I have been frequently told that I have a great deal of chutzpah.
That's chutzpah, sweetheart. Chutzpah. Mr. President, you should not offer Mrs. Meir a ham or pork.
Why? Is she on a diet?
Look who I'm talking to. Mr. President, there are such things as dietary laws.
Of course. You forget that I lived in New York City. And if there's one thing that I learned, it's how people of the Hebrew persuasion eat. I'm going to take Mrs. Meir to a Chinese restaurant.
Mr. President, Mrs. Meir is here.
Bring her in. Shalim, Shalim, Shalo.
Madame Golda Meir.
Golda, sweetie.
Mrs. Meir, on behalf of the American people, Shamo.
Okay, Danny, let me tell you.
Are we on?
Yeah, we are on. Let me tell you, Danny. Yeah. We've had a bunch of duds this hour.
We've had a bunch of duds. We've had duds after duds, and then a couple more duds. There was a wiener in the middle.
That was great.
Yes. That was
The reason
astounding.
We've stopped that is because we have run out of time. Otherwise, I would have just listened to the entirety of that. That was David Fry.
That was Street Fryer.
If you have ever done a Richard Nixon impression,
Jowls!
That Richard Nixon impression is not an impression Jowls of Richard Nixon. All Richard Nixon impressions are not of impressions are not impressions
this
of Richard Nixon. It's
of
an impression
Richard.
Of David Fry's impression of Richard Nixon. Yes. This album, I Am the President, which is a radio play. Or comedy album or something like that, peaked at number 19 in 1971 on the Billboard charts, which is wild. And it was actually very funny. And the references have dated, but the humor is still there.
Yes. And as members of the Hebrew persuasion ourselves, we found it quite enjoyable. And with that, we have to bid you all shalom.
Yeah, that's it for us, Danny.
That's it for us.
That's it for us until for a long time. Maybe this summer. Maybe this summer.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Jawul.
I'm just queuing up one more song.